Exclusive from PraiseDrops.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Month to you.
Yes.
And you're welcome to communion with Tosin B. I pray that this month is a blessed month for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And every plan of the enemy concerning your life, God will destroy in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, our Bible reading for this morning is taken from Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. And we read, "So do not fear.
So do not fear.
For I am with you.
For I am with you.
Do not be dismayed.
Do not be dismayed.
For I am your God.
For I am your God.
I will strengthen you.
I will strengthen you.
And help you.
And help you.
I will uphold you.
I will uphold you.
With my righteous right hand.
My righteous right hand."
Let me take that again. "So do not fear.
So do not fear.
For I am with you.
For I am with you.
Do not be dismayed.
Do not be dismayed.
For I am your God.
For I am your God.
I will strengthen you.
I will strengthen you.
And help you.
And help you.
I will uphold you.
I will uphold you.
With my righteous right hand."
With my righteous right hand.
And so be it in Jesus' name for you.
Amen.
Can you lift your hands as we magnify God this morning? Spirit of the living God, you're welcome into this place this morning.
Thank you.
glorify your name.
This morning, I wanted to just put your heart in the right place. God has brought us from the month of January to the month of November. And I am reminded of the story of the 10 lepers that Jesus healed. He told them, go show yourself to the priest. And as they were going, they noticed that they were healed. But only one came back. Only one came back. That's ratio 10 to what? Only one came back, and that says something. But that's not even where I'm going. He came back, and then Jesus said, were they not 10 that they were healed? But only this one Samaritan. And what he was trying to point out was not just about the Samaritan. He was saying, if you check it, it might not even be a believer. Only this Samaritan. That there's a possibility that we that were in church were not as grateful as those who might even be far from the covenant. And he's saying, even though you had your list in January and you say, oh, this is what I wanted God to do for me, and you've counted and it's just maybe 4 out of 10 things that you have seen, what is God saying this morning? He's saying, take your eyes off what you've not seen and start to give thanks for what you've seen. He noticed that he had been healed in his body, and he came back to give thanks, but something more happened. There was something inside thanksgiving that was hidden that he didn't know about. That man was leprous, which means that there was something about his skin that was not right. So he noticed that it was gone. But Jesus now said something when he came. He said, your faith has made you whole. So there must be a difference between healing and wholeness. And God can do something for you, can start something in your life. And we always pray that prayer, God shall perfect. But most of the time, people are looking for perfection without paying attention to what has already been done. And this guy was able to just accept that, oh, I've been healed. I might not be whole. Most people don't even know what it means to be whole. That guy, when he got leprous, you know, they are put outside the camp. He lost things, he lost businesses, he lost family. And Jesus says, your faith. He didn't say your thanksgiving. But what did the guy come to do? Which means that thanksgiving is an expression of your faith. So you give thanks on the earth, in heaven is seen as an expression of faith. And Jesus says, your faith has made thee whole. Which means that apart from the fact that you have been healed of leprosy, every other thing that you lost, as a reason, everything you lost from being leprous, now there's wholeness, which means that the relationships you lost will come back. The businesses you lost will come back. The things that died will be resurrected. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
That as the year is going to an end, God is saying, pay attention to what I have done. Pay attention to your private victories. A lot of people only want to put their public victories out and they don't celebrate their little wins, you know. And that was what happened with David. David with the lion was not public. David with the bear was not public. But these two experiences led to the public one. Let me tell you something. Some of the wins that you have had privately is leading to your public victory. It's going to cost you national recognition. But see, celebrate your wins. He said, may I not forget the good things that God has done for me. He heals my disease. Look at the goodness of the Lord from January to this point. And he's saying, pay attention to it. Don't just start counting what has not happened yet. Because it's already done. We are the ones doing catch up. We are the ones doing catch up. So in 1 minute, can you just bless the name of the Lord? Can you bless the name of the Lord? Bless the name of the Lord and go through what he has done for you. Go through what he has done for you. Look at January. Look at February. Look at March. Look at April. Look at May. Look at June. Look at July. Look at August. Look at September. Look at October. This is November. Thanksgiving is so powerful that when Jesus was going to multiply 5 loaves and 2 fishes, what did he use? The strategy was Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving will make what is not enough become more than enough. As far as the disciples were concerned, what is this among so many? And God is saying, be faithful with the little. Because if you pay attention to what I have done, it will stir up faith on the inside of you. So as the year runs to an end in the next 8 weeks, what's God saying to you? Give thanks. Just keep giving thanks. If you don't know what to do at all and you're not in a place of clarity, the Bible says giving thanks is God's will. So if you're going to embrace God's will, then you keep giving thanks. And when they ask you, what are you doing? You say, I'm doing the will of God. I'm doing the will of God. I might not have seen certain things yet manifested, but I'm doing the will of God, giving thanks. If all Jesus did for me was just to save me, it's worthy of my thanksgiving. 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 It's worthy of my thanksgiving.
We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Hallelujah. See, in the book of Romans 1, it says, because they didn't glorify him as God, they didn't thank him as God, their minds were darkened. Doesn't that tell us that thanksgiving is the channel through which light comes into a person's heart? That as you give thanks this morning, light will dawn, direction will come. Because you have now taken your eyes off the things that the devil is trying to make you pay attention to, and you're now looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And do you know what will happen when you do that? You start walking on water. The impossible will start to happen. He didn't say the storm stopped. It was that in the middle of the storm, it was still raging, but Peter was walking on water. Everything changed only when he stopped looking at Jesus. And if you want to focus on God, thanksgiving is one of the tools that you use. You start looking at what he has done for you. You woke me up this morning. I can lift my hands. I can walk. I can do things. I can think. My mind is saying, look at what the devil has thrown at you in the year 2022. And you are still standing. Can somebody lift up their hands and just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your love.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the gift of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the glory now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you, oh Lord of heaven and earth. We thank you, oh Lord of heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven and earth. Heaven. Oh, Abunana, we thank you, oh Lord of Abunana. We thank you, oh Lord of Abunana. Abunana. Father, we thank you. We thank you because you are a good, good Father.
We thank you because you are a merciful Father. The word says, thanks be unto the Lord who has caused us to triumph in his name. We thank you for January.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for February.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for March.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for April.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for May.
Thank you, Lord.
June, July, August.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for September.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for November.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for October.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for December.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we know that if you can do it yesterday, you can do even much more for us. Thank you because you are a loving Father. We do not take your goodness for granted over our lives. And we thank you because of your manifold of blessings upon us. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all heavens. Let your glory be above all the deserves our worship this morning, and only you deserves all praise this morning. Ashele dumari obala nu, we give you praise, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody, can you celebrate Jesus this morning? Come on, somebody, can you celebrate Jesus this morning? Glory to God. Oh my God. Can you please help me celebrate Jesus in the life of our pastor, Pastor Walls? Celebrate you, sir. Thank you so much. We love you and we honor you. God bless you real good. Thank you for being such a blessing to us. And, you know, sharing with us such a timely, you know, word. And I just want to encourage somebody watching right now that whatever it is you're going through, just ensure that you're living a life of thanksgiving. And that would break down every wall that the devil has made around you. That made it look like, okay, nothing is going to work in your life. The remaining days of this year will be spectacular for you. Don't forget to live a life of thanksgiving, even for the remaining days of this year. And see what God will do in your life. God bless you. Thank you so much one more time. God bless you, real God. Hallelujah. We love you, sir. All right, it's time for our declaration. And you know the way we do it? I will echo it, I will read it, then you echo it. And I know that it's going to be a blessing to you. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
If you're ready, let me see you type yes, 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 yes. I want to see you type yes, 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 yes. Aha. Okay, if you're ready, let me see you type Jesus. Aha, aha, I can see. Type Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, real good. All right, let's go. Today.
Today.
God will order my steps.
God will order my steps.
And direct my path.
And direct my path.
To supernatural blessings.
To supernatural blessings.
I shall make collision.
I shall make collision.
With destiny.
With destiny.
And find fulfillment.
And find fulfillment.
In life.
In life.
I take that again. Today.
Today.
God will order my steps.
God will order my steps.
And direct my path.
And direct my path.
To supernatural blessings.
To supernatural blessings.
I shall make collision.
I shall make collision.
With destiny.
With destiny.
And find fulfillment.
And find fulfillment.
In life.
In life.
If you believe that, let me see you type hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me see you type hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. People, as you set out today, because you know today is a blessed day already. Aha! So we're gonna declare wonderful, wonderful. Come on now, because our God is a wonderful God. Aha! Let me see you move your body. Come on.
Wonderful is your name.
Wonderful is your name.
Wonderful is your name.
Wonderful is your name.
Wonderful.
Happy new month to you. God bless you real good.
Woo!